Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. He's been ailing a little bit, and I have felt his ailing. I've gone through it myself, the ailment that he's been going through. And we're not going to talk about that, but joining me now so we can talk about some latest topics from the TruthAboutGuns.com, it is the Editor-in-Chief, Dan Zimmerman. How are you feeling?
Better, thank you, sir.
Outstanding. Did you get a chance to listen to things that I sent you?
I did.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was very enjoyable.
Moving on. Moving on. I did not know that Joe Biden's middle name is Robinette.
Yes, it is.
You know.
And he's a junior.
I don't know about you, but I might be willing to kill my parents in their sleep if they my middle name is Robinette. I don't know how you.
I assume that's a family name. I'm not sure, but that's my guess.
That was my first guess as well. Now, as you point out, Joe is quite willing to give advice whenever it comes to guns. You know, just fire a shotgun blast in the air, or if you don't know who's on the other side, just fire a blast through the door. That'll take
care of
that.
Nobody knows
more than Joe. He and quite a few other leftist gun grabbers characterize somebody who does not have a gun but can have a ball bat with nails coming out of it, a knife, a machete, a Robin Hood bow and arrow, any of that other stuff, that's unarmed.
It is, according to Joe.
Yep. And, well, he recommends when they're unarmed like that, you just shoot them in the leg.
Yeah, because, just stop them that way, because that works every time.
Every time. The problem is that, well, first of all, the femoral arteries in the leg, if you look out and hit the little part that's moving versus the big part that you can actually hit because there's a reason they aim at center mass, you still make the perpetrator, even if it's just a glancing shot to the femoral artery, he's just going to sit there with those slight hole in his leg, and he's going to bleed out in 4 minutes, yeah?
Likely.
So that's very sage advice coming from him. At the same time, a guy with a knife, what do they call it, the tubular drill? Is that the one with the 21 feet and everything? That's where he can...
That's right.
Yeah, he can get that... he can cross that 21 feet, be up on you, and stab you 3-4 times before you get your gun out of the holster.
That's correct.
No matter where you're aiming,
Yeah, whether you're going to try to be as precise as to aim at someone's leg or just hit them center mass where it's easiest, either way, if the guy's within 20 feet, you're in trouble. As a couple of cops in suburban Los Angeles found out.
Yeah. I don't even know, though, The whole thing about having... How do you have the cops shoot somebody in the leg when you defund them and get rid of them, though?
Yeah, I don't know that either. I mean, they're just lucky there were two cops there, and they weren't, they were standing apart. Those cops did everything they could in order not to shoot this guy. They tried to tase him a couple of times, but he stabbed one of them in the gut, and finally, when the tasers were ineffective, one of them shot him, and he died. as I said at the end of that, everybody involved is thanking their lucky stars that the attacker didn't happen to be a member of any protected class.
Oh, well, yeah. There's that. I'm sure the cop that got stabbed in the... See, the thing about being stabbed, although you don't have that spinning wound channel that comes out of certain hollow point rounds, especially a knife that isn't really sharp. A knife that isn't really sharp can really hurt you when it stabs you.
Yes. Yeah.
Really sharp knife will just stab you long, wide, and deep. So, I mean, there's no okay to being stabbed.
No, not at all. No, and I'm sure the cop who was still in the hospital yesterday would be happy to tell you that.
So they tased him twice, and finally one of them got stabbed in the stomach, and then they finally shot him. Any indication as to why they tried to tase him twice? I mean,
well, I think that given recent events and the political climate, the last thing they want to do is pull their gun and shoot a perp, because they are open to all kinds of criticism and scrutiny. Obviously, that should always be a last resort. But they were reluctant to the point of allowing the attacker to actually stab and threaten the life of one of the cops involved before the other one finally said, that's enough, and shot him.
How does this further the cause of public safety?
It doesn't do anything good for it.
No.
When you've got police that are reluctant to, number one, respond to calls, number two, once they're there, do anything, because they know they're risking not only their lives, but their livelihoods, their family's financial well-being, and maybe prison time. What you have there is an emboldened criminal class. Believe me, these people know this. They're not stupid. And you have more crime, which is what we're seeing across the country.
Yeah. I see this all the time, like, and I don't know where I would have a very hard time being a cop. I would have a very hard time being a cop because, you see it all the time where the cops, like, run 100 yards down the street backwards.
Backwards?
Backwards as somebody's coming up on them and everything else. And, I mean, you can't outrun them backwards, right? So eventually they're going to have to engage this person. The guy in Philadelphia that came around the corner and the cops were there and, you know, he had a knife and he was, I don't know if he wanted to commit suicide by a cop or whatever he did. And of course, then that became another rallying cry. And, you know, I don't know that I would want to be a cop.
No. And fewer people do, including people in uniform. A lot of them are quitting. In huge numbers, and police departments are having a heck of a time refilling those ranks and getting people into police academies. It's not a good time to go into law enforcement.
The first comment on that is hilarious because Rosignol, he says, I was under the impression that morons are a protected class. I presume they're going to do toxicology on him. Anyone want to make a prediction on what was in his system?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about whether they may have found or not found in his system, but it's not clear what caused this guy to just out of the blue attack these two cops, but attack he did, and now he's...
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out how many cops die trying to use non-lethal responses?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody compiles that data anywhere or not. That would be interesting to know, though. I assume that number is going to go up in the next year or so.
We'll see. We're going to see. It's a very interesting time to live in Los Estados Unidos. But anyway, we're headed to the first break. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, the most prolific gun news aggregator on the web. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Bedford Camera and Video. We value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. The Kyle Rittenhouse incident, the Kyle Rittenhouse case, that has taken on a new spin. Apparently, the AR-15 that he had was procured by a buddy of his, and that has resulted in two felony counts. Is there actually a law about giving a dangerous weapon to a person under the age of 18?
There apparently is in Wisconsin. I believe that's what's going on there. He was charged with giving a dangerous weapon to someone under 18 that resulted in a death. I think that's two counts of that, and that was the law under which he was charged. But I think that this individual named Dominic Black is going to be in more trouble, because as it has been reported here and previously as well, Kyle Rittenhouse allegedly gave money to Mr. Black to buy the rifle in question, because Kyle didn't have a firearm owner's ID card.
And he's not old enough to have one, right? You got to be 18.
Correct. Kyle lived in Illinois. I'm not sure where Dominic lived. I believe he lived in Wisconsin. Anyway, Black kept the gun in question, I think, at his uncle's house or something like that. It was never actually given over to him. But in fact, if the reports are true, and if Rittenhouse did give money to Black to buy a rifle for him, that is the definition of a straw purchase.
Now, one quick question on that. First of all, I know that if they were being charged in Chicago, that Mr. Black would be out the very next day, because they never prosecute straw purchases in Chicago. But having said that, is it really a straw purchase if the person buying the straw purchaser, or if the straw purchaser, besides the age disqualification, if the person that's actually financing the gun versus the guy who's actually buying the gun, if they don't let him take physical possession of it and it's being kept at the stepdad's house or the uncle's house?
You know, that was my question as well. So I talked to an attorney who specializes in firearm law about that question specifically, and she told me absolutely. There are only two ways to legally buy a firearm. One is for yourself, and the other is when you buy it with the intent to give it as a gift. Other than that, if you buy it for another person, whether that person is prohibited or not, even if that person is perfectly legally able to own a firearm, if you buy a firearm for another person, that is a straw purchase, whether you turn it over to them, whatever. And the fact that, and again, this is going by the media reports here, that Rittenhouse gave Dominic Black money to do it, I mean, it's obvious then what was going on here, and it's going to be hard to refute those charges.
Do we know
if they're brought? They haven't been brought yet, but I have to assume the ATF is going to be coming down on them.
So who actually charged Black?
Black was charged by the Kenosha County District Attorney with transfer, giving the firearm to Rittenhouse. That's a different crime. That's a Wisconsin state crime. Straw purchase would be a federal crime.
What if he had given him the gun and it did not result in death? Would that even be a law?
I don't know.
Law infraction? Legal infraction?
That there might be a lesser charge that they could use against Black. I don't know Wisconsin law well enough. But clearly the straw purchase issue would still be live there.
And every time when you see about these straw purchasers, where you're actually, it's actually a criminal enterprise, which I know technically this is a criminal enterprise, but this isn't a guy that's going to buy a bunch of guns and then, you know, in Wisconsin and then driving to New York.
No.
Throwing the trunk open and, you know, looking for the Robert De Niro taxi driver kind of guy. This is a guy who did something for his buddy. So are they going to actually throw the book at him when, you know, typically you don't hear too many straw purchase cases brought that actually result in any serious penalty as far as I know, at least not.
It happens, but it's not widely, it hasn't been widely prosecuted. Certainly not under the Obama administration. I know
right.
The Obama administration got a lot of criticism for not enforcing the laws that were on the books. My understanding is that the Trump DOJ and ATF have taken that more seriously, but I don't have any numbers to back that up.
I guess we'll see as this goes. Do we consider this to be a setback in Rittenhouse's case?
I don't know. Obviously, these charges don't affect Rittenhouse. They're only against Black. I don't know what Rittenhouse could be charged for under a federal straw purchase law. Obviously, Black, as the purchaser, he was the straw purchaser. He's the one who broke the law when he basically lied on the 4473, saying that I'm buying this for myself. But I don't know what liability there is for the person who gave him the money and, you know, asked him to buy the gun for him. I'm not familiar enough with federal law to know if there's any legal liability there.
On the Form 4473, if you were buying a gun to give it to somebody as a gift,
mm-hmm.
and they seem to keep on changing the 4473. Last time I looked at it, there seemed to have been a couple of minor changes. How do you state that on the 4473?
I don't think you do. I think you actually say, I'm buying this for myself. And as long as it's for a bona fide gift, and obviously there's no way to prove that, to my knowledge. And that's why a lot of people, you know, every year we run a post on giving firearms as gifts around Christmas time, the best way to do it. And we generally suggest that people give gift cards because that way the person, the recipient, can go in and pick out their own gun. And number one, and number two, they can fill out their own 4473. So there's never going to be a question of buying a gun illegally,
right.
as a straw purchase,
right.
as opposed to a gift.
You know, I've never done any of that stuff before.
I've not either.
Most of the time when I buy a gun, if I give it to somebody, I give it to my dad, who has a concealed carry permit. But anyway.
Yeah.
Coming up on the next break, check this kind of stuff out. This is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is marking Veterans Day with a brief trek to the Arlington National Cemetery, the president placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Currently, the unemployment rate for veterans is 5.1%. As far as getting those folks back to work, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News,
"And I think if more of our veterans recognize those intangible skills and values they bring to any workforce, and our employers recognize that as well, you'll see the veterans' unemployment rate fall about zero, because there is no harder worker, there's no one more dedicated to a team and to mission success than America's veterans."
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he will pay up to $1 million to incentivize, encourage, and reward people who come forward to report voter fraud. Whistleblowers and tipsters should turn over their evidence to local law enforcement. This is USA Radio News. There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov. Chicago is once again revamping its emergency travel order in an effort to help travelers entering or returning to the city amid a surge in COVID-19 cases. City Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwadi says under the new system, states will be placed into three categories, red, orange, and yellow.
It is still a requirement for states that are red. Again, states that are having outbreaks worse than Chicago's. It is still required upon arrival in Chicago that you must quarantine for 14 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with the editor-in-chief of the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. And so, apparently the gun industry is not sitting out there going, you know what, we need to unify here in this government. I've got the popcorn, who's got the guitar, let's break out into a whole chorus of Kumbaya.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're getting all kinds of calls from the left for everybody to kiss and make up and take it easy, and let's all unite under President-elect Biden, even though he's not technically president-elect yet. These are the same people that had no intention of doing any of that, of course, after Trump won 4 years ago and spent 4 years doing everything they could to overturn that election. But this election, which isn't even over yet, again, none of the 50 states have certified their votes yet, and the Electoral College won't meet until December 14th, I believe. They say it's time to, throw in the towel, kiss all the boo-boos, make everybody happy, and let's all just come together, hold hands, buy the world a Coke, and greet the new administration.
Well, that's what some are saying they want to do. I've seen Biden try to be presidential and all this other stuff and call for that kind of thing. Except there's quite a few other people that want to make a few lists. And I don't know what they want to do with the list, but I could see this turning into something really ugly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Government making lists is never a good thing. It's not a good thing for freedom. It's not a good thing for liberty. And it's not a good thing if you want to stay alive in some countries. And here we have such deep intellects as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez suggesting that we make lists of people that were Trump supporters or worked in the Trump administration or voted for Trump or watched a Trump rally or ever watched Trump on TV, because we don't want to forget who these people are. What she wants to do without those lists, she didn't say. But it's exactly Ocasio-Cortez and her kind of far-left rhetoric and insanity that a lot of people voted against and has cost the Democrats a lot of seats in the House of Representatives. They're expected to extend their margin of control in the House. Instead, right, they've lost, what, at least six seats so far, and there's still eight or ten to be decided. And I doubt that the Republicans are going to take control of the House, but they're going to be in shouting distance.
There's four races. There's actually a pathway to it. Four races, not very plausible, but possible.
Right.
There's four races that if they took those, they could actually get into it. I'm not looking to see that actually be a thing that happens. However, here's the thing. In the worst case scenario, because a lot of these guys, they think Bill Ayers was just a kindly old man and none of his stuff. The things he was prepared to do, which he was prepared to kill, what, 25 million Americans for not being able to be re-indoctrinated.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not enough. And what do you think happens the first time they have made a list and then they come at us and we see the first Instagram video or Facebook video of them? The thing is, I don't know who they're going to get to do it. Who's going to be the ones kicking in the doors? It's not going to be
the
cops.
Good question. No, I don't think it will be. Not the defunded police departments around the country.
Right. So that's not happening. But the rest of it, as far as what do you think would happen if they actually started trying to do that? I could see some things going south really, really fast. And I don't know.
Yeah, it would get very ugly very fast.
Yeah.
Now I'm keeping my eye on the House, because the closer this gets and the more receipts that are decided for Republicans, the closer Republicans get to having control over who the Speaker of the House is in the next Congress.
Yeah.
And it might not be Nancy Pelosi. All they'll need is like six or seven defectors to vote with them, and they could pick somebody else. They could pick a Republican, that probably wouldn't happen, but they could pick a more moderate person, somebody who isn't 80 years old and insane, as Speaker. But we'll see.
I don't know how you can tell she's insane. Her face doesn't move. Too much Botox. How can you tell she's insane?
I don't think she's actually insane. I think she's actually extremely shrewd. She does make big mistakes, and she is being cowed by the far left. Her party.
Yeah.
It's what she won't disavow socialism and doesn't have a problem getting her hair done and blaming it on the hairdresser when she's caught.
Well, it's an interesting time now. As far as the Senate is concerned, I think we just need one more, and we've got control of the Senate, which is okay. I hate settling for that.
I do too.
I know some people that are very okay to settle with that. As you know, you listen to something today. There's some people very happy to settle with that. That doesn't, that's sort of unleashes the ATF to do what they can regulations wise, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it also empowers the Susan Collins and Mitt Romneys of the world to cause all kinds of trouble, compromising with Democrats and not towing the party line when you really need to vote on a bad judicial appointment or whomever it might, whatever it might be, a cabinet appointment. If there's somebody crazy, they have to vote on a
Attorney General
Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah,
imagine that vote.
If I was Mitch McConnell, I'd be kicking them off of the committees. and just kick them off the committees.
That's a bad idea. The only problem is, though, if you do that, then you antagonize them more, and you're more likely to have them come back and bite you in the rear end.
As far as Romney's concerned, he's a bigger carpetbagger than Hillary Clinton was.
Yeah, he pretty much is.
I don't know where he came from before he was the governor of Massachusetts, but he wasn't from Massachusetts, was he?
I don't know. His father, of course, was CEO of GM, I believe. So he lived, I think he grew up in Michigan.
Okay,
And I'm not sure what got him to, he was with Bain Capital, which is, I think that's what got him to Massachusetts. I'm not a biographer of his.
And now he's a senator out of Utah.
Utah, yeah, because he's part of the LDS. He's Mormon. I don't know if that. I assume that had something to do with him going to Utah. But whatever. The liberal Republicans, he and Collins, and who's the one from Alaska whose name escapes me?
Murkowski.
Murkowski, yeah, exactly. They would have a lot of power in a Senate that Republicans could only control by one or two seats.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. You can find this story that we're talking about here and everything else we've talked about so far on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver. Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We get this. This just popped up. This wasn't here just a minute ago. Breaking news, I guess, huh, Dan? Joining me now is Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, talking about an ammo land report that John Crump published. Apparently, the ATF has already got plans, don't they?
Yes, they do. They had a conference call with the Biden boss already. Which is not only premature, but totally inappropriate until he is actually the president-elect.
Right.
The top brass at the ATF got online with the Biden boys and let them know that the top two priorities ought to be, in terms of gun control, eliminating pistol arm braces and 80% lowers.
Now, the braces part, now, the 80% lowers, will this eliminate any new 80% lowers, or what about the guns that are already out there that have already been, you know, 100% filled, or, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's a legal rifle. You've built yourself a rifle. That's the thing. If outlawing 80% lowers is a fool's errand. It's always been legal in the United States for people to build their own firearm. There's only one or two states, California, maybe one other, where if you build your own firearm, you have to serialize it.
Yep.
And register it, which most people ignore. You can build your own firearm out of virtually anything. And 80% lower is a lower that has been made enough so that it appears, it looks like the lower of an AR-15 rifle, but a lot of work still has to be done. You have to drill it, you have to mill it, and you have to finish it so that it will accept the fire control group, trigger and all that.
And you can ruin it while doing that, too, if
you
don't know what you're
doing. Yeah, a lot of people do. You know, it's easy to do. But it's just... It's the angels on the head of a pin argument. how unfinished does a piece of aluminum have to be for it not to be a gun? And the ATF long ago ruled that was the magical 80% mark.
Right.
And there's a definition for that as to what, you know, what can and can't be finished in terms of the
I think we're going to come to the same point here, but let's talk about the arm braces. Now, my understanding that there's millions of those in circulation. I've had the guy from Alex Bosco from SB Tactical on the show. I mean, this would take millions of people and turn them into felons. But the thing about these things they want to do is that these are rules changes, and they would be taken to court over this stuff, wouldn't they?
They would, of course. I mean, these would immediately result in lawsuits and hopefully injunctions to prevent enforcement of any of this stuff.
Right.
But that's right. Millions of air arm braces have been sold in the last 8 years, and it could, because it was 8 years ago that SB Tactical secured the approval of the ATF. Again, the ATF approved of the manufacture and sale of pistol arm braces to the public.
How many times has that? How many? Like with the bump stock, you know, they reaffirmed that two or three times, right?
Yeah.
And still they decided to reverse their ruling on that, which my prediction is that it will be back. We'll see that again. With the pistol brace, how many times has that happened? How many times have they said, well, is it still good? Is it not? You know, that kind of thing.
You know, I don't know that, because a lot of those letters and rulings happen in private communication between the ATF and manufacturers.
Individual manufacturers.
Exactly. The only...
Right.
Rulemaking that is binding on the public is when they publish something through the public rulemaking process, where they have to take 90 days worth of comments and go through the whole song and dance to get all that done. But nevertheless, 8 years ago, they approved the sale and manufacture of pistol arm braces. Now, apparently, the top brass there, Regina Lombardo, who's the acting director, and Marvin Richardson, who's the associate deputy director, want to kill these things.
Okay, well.
So they want to do a 180. Now, what that means, what that would mean, I don't know. Would that mean that all new braces, that would stop the manufacturers of all new braces, and anyone who owns one would be able to keep one? Or does it mean that... would they do it like they would bump stocks and outlaw the possession of pistol arm braces, which would mean that you would have to turn one you own in or destroy it?
Well, first things first, right now in these vote counts that are going on, they only have to throw out 45,000 ballots across all those states for this to go to the House. And if
we'll see.
Yeah. And if it goes to the House, then we know how that turns out.
Right.
It would be good for us to keep Trump. That would be good. It would be very good for us to keep Trump. On the other hand, there is a cadre of lawyers who make their bones suing the ATF.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
And the
ATF makes it easy for them to stay well paid.
They're quite low hanging fruit for these guys. So this, and I guess what would come into play would be all of their past rulings, because that's what shoots them in the foot, right? You guys okayed this. You guys made this legal. Why is it illegal now? Because we've had a change of administration.
At some point, the judges and hopefully a justice is going to write an opinion saying that the ATF cannot whipsaw people by ruling something legal and then turning around later and ruling it illegal.
Right.
And maybe
facto.
Even using that as the basis for a Chevron reversal, and saying that the ATF doesn't have the ability to wave its regulatory wand and make law.
We'll see. We're definitely going to see how that goes. The whole thing about keeping the Senate, but it's okay to let the president go, that I do not subscribe to that belief simply because of this. And
well, I want to see whatever's going on in each of these disputed states. I want to see a clean count. And Georgia ordered an audit and recount today of its entire ballot process.
Yep, hand count.
So we'll see. Yeah, and I have a feeling we're going to see that in some other states too.
Well, like I said, they only got to throw 45,000 votes out. That seems to be the magic number that I'm reading anyway. So, and that goes along. I mean, better to have the president because he shuts everything down, and you know the Senate. We won't. If we had the Senate, we just won't have any budgets or anything else. We'll be in stasis for the next 4 years,
and
walking
I'm
on a treadmill. Yeah, walking on a treadmill. I don't know why that's. Aren't you sort of tired of fighting the defensive fight for gun rights?
Yeah, but it's just our lot in life as gun rights supporters.
I don't know. I'm ready to change that. We'll have to talk about that when there's no witnesses. I mean, when we're not on the air.
The deal.
Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
I called Dan last week, and you sounded bad. You sounded like you were hurting, man.
I sounded bad.
So I'm glad you're feeling better. I've had a few of those myself, so I know how bad they can be. I'm glad you're over that now, and I'm glad you're back with me and doing the topics and the events and the latest things at truthaboutguns.com.
I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, third hour's inbound, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. And I have no idea what's on Dean's mind. Seems like it's been a long time since the last time I talked to him, but it's been like 5 days. So we'll see. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.